This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, October 29th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Sunday night, President Donald Trump announced that the United States Special Forces had raided the location of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, resulting in his use of a suicide vest. The most powerful leader of Islamic terrorism in the world, al-Baghdadi took over ISIS in 2010. His terrorist organization is responsible for the crucifixions, tortures, rapes, and burnings of thousands of Christians, the displacement of 700,000 Syrians, as well as the murders, tortures, and rapes of thousands of Yazidis in Iraq. In his comments, the president pointed out that stopping ISIS has been a priority for the administration, particularly because of their brutal treatment of Christians.
ISIS are the most depraved organizations. The genocidal mass murder of Yazidis, as well as the execution of Christians in Libya and Egypt.
Proverbs 26, verse 27 states the truth. Whoever digs a pit will fall into it, and he who rolls a stone will have it roll back on him.
Abu al-Baghdadi, he was a sick and depraved man, and now he's gone. Baghdadi was vicious and violent, and he died in a vicious and violent way as a coward, running and crying.
You can watch President Trump's entire speech on video through a special link in our transcript today at TheWorldview.com. The Trump administration's attempt to exempt Christian ministries from having to pay for abortifacients through Obamacare has hit another roadblock. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against the exemption last week, as did the Third Circuit last summer, reports CNA.com. The Little Sisters of the Poor have been appealing this case for 6 years in an effort to avoid paying thousands of dollars in fines to the federal government. California is on fire again, but so far this year, only about one-tenth the acres are burning compared to the last 2 years. However, high winds are forecast for this week, making it that much more difficult to contain the fires. Firefighters are working fires in Sonoma County, north of San Francisco, as well as Los Angeles and San Diego. The Kincade Fire in Sonoma County has burned over 70,000 acres thus far, including 96 structures. Emily Swanson of The Worldview spoke with Jamie of El Sobrante, California, who was forced to evacuate yesterday with her family members and 31 animals.
In the past 2 weeks, we've had a lot of fires. One was a plant explosion less than 2 miles from my home, and followed by another nearby fire. So that was pretty hectic. We were warned to be ready for evacuation. And then yesterday, we actually had to evacuate because there was a fire in Vallejo right across the bridge that actually started to cross the bridge. Now, they say that it can't cross water, can't cross the bridge, but something's going on with these fires to the extent that they are coming across our bridge.
Jamie suggested that folks donate to the Red Cross to help. Over the last week, PG&E, the utility company servicing California, is cutting off electricity to about 1 million residents at a time in the hopes of reducing the risk of electrical fires, reports National Public Radio. Luke 13, verse 3 offers a sobering warning. There were present at that season some who told him about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans, because they suffered such things? I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." The Parents Television Council has issued their 2017-2018 report, and survey says that the PG-rated programs in that season registered 28% more violence and 43.5% more profanity than 10 years ago. And recent television programs rated TV-14 had 150% more violence and 62% more profanity when compared to the 2007-2008 season. Shockingly, 51% of Americans are ready to curtail freedom of speech that is guaranteed by the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Plus, 54% of millennials would recommend jail time for so-called, quote-unquote, hate speech, according to a recent survey conducted by Caravan Surveys. And finally, as the Worldview reported yesterday, Pastor John MacArthur of Grace Community Church objected to Christian author Beth Moore and other female authors preaching in churches. Now, it's every man and woman for himself, as an all-out Twitter war has begun. Christian authors Elise Fitzpatrick, Lindsay O'Connor, Max Licato, as well as Pastor Matt Chandler's wife, Lauren Chandler, and Pastor Rick Warren's wife, Kay Warren, and Southern Baptist Convention President J.D. Greer registered support for Beth Moore. The controversy comes after Beth Moore publicized her preaching at various churches in May and June of this year, including Transformation Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, October 29th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.